This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, December 8th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors Germany released a report in October indicating there had been 743 attacks on Christian refugees in Germany's refugee camps this year. Christian refugee children have also been mistreated by Muslim migrant children in Germany, according to the Christian Post. Catholic priest Andreas Knapp has worked closely with migrants in Germany and has confirmed systematic attacks on Christian refugee children for their faith. 1 John 5:4 says, "Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." President-elect Donald Trump made several more cabinet picks this week, including Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as ambassador to China and retired General John Kelly as head of the Department of Homeland Security. More controversially, Trump plans to nominate Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, reported Fox News. Pruitt has been an outspoken critic of climate change and the EPA's, quote, activist agenda, unquote. The election of Donald Trump emboldened majority Republicans in the Ohio General Assembly to pass the heartbeat bill, the strictest abortion bill in the nation, on Tuesday, reports the Columbus Dispatch. It would outlaw abortions after 6 weeks gestation. The Worldview spoke with Janet Folger Porter, the founder of Faith to Action, who has been working on this bill for 6 long years.
The heartbeat bill will ensure that if a heartbeat's detected, the baby's protected, so that instead of abortion stopping a beating heart will stop abortion. It's a simple way of using the yardstick that science has given us, the indicator of life that's recognized in hospitals around the world. We're now going to recognize it in the very young.
Porter explained why it took so long for the Ohio Senate to pass the heartbeat bill.
The Senate has dragged their feet for the last 6 years for a number of excuses. They said the bill goes too far. They said the bill doesn't go far enough. They said it's not constitutional. In other words, they're saying because the court might strike it down, we're going to strike it down before they get a chance to. It was absurd. So the good news is with the Trump victory in the presidential race, they saw that the Supreme Court is going to be soon stacked with pro-life judges. And we believe that by the time this law, once it's signed, gets to the Supreme Court, it'll have the right court to uphold it. And I believe that this bill will be the arrow in the heart of Roe versus Wade.
In the last 4 days, pro-lifers sent 30,000 emails to the Ohio Senate and made hundreds of phone calls that made the difference in response to TV ads and email campaigns. Now the focus is on Ohio Governor John Kasich to sign the heartbeat bill into law.
The number to call Governor Kasich is 614-466-3555. If you want to keep babies alive, call 614-466-3555. That's how you reach Governor Kasich. Tell him it is imperative, it is essential that he sign the heartbeat bill into law. Even if you don't live in Ohio, it's critical to call Governor John Kasich right now. Number one, we care about babies no matter where they live. Number two, John Kasich has an aspiration to run for president again one day, and he's going to care about calls that come from all over the country. And number three, when this is signed into law, Ohio is a purple state, and it's going to, I believe, act as a domino effect on all the other states who are waiting in the wings. There have been 17 states that have introduced a heartbeat bill after we introduced it in 2011. I believe what we're going to do, instead of talking about abortion, marching, regulating, we're going to end it. And I believe this is the bill that God's going to use to do it. And the fact that he gave us the impossible victory last night by passing the heartbeat bill after the Senate repeatedly, 4 years, has said they will not do it. They did it. I'm thankful I got to be in the front row to see it. So praise be to the God of the impossible, whose name is Jesus.
The Dow Jones Industrial and the S&P 500 closed at new highs yesterday. The Dow rose 300 points, surging close to 20,000, according to CNBC. And a 6.5 magnitude earthquake rocked Indonesia yesterday morning. 97 people were killed and 73 injured. Hundreds of homes, businesses, and mosques, as well as a hospital, were destroyed. What specifically do you like about The Worldview? email me a 2-to-10-sentence explanation with your full name, city, and state to adam@theworldview.com. Jessica Drake of West Valley, New York wrote, quote, "We so appreciate your clear stance for the glory of God and His kingdom. I do want to encourage you to keep up the amazing work. It's a blessing for the children to see men around them take a clear stand for God and not feel like their faith has to fit into a shoebox. Thank you for helping the kids have a bigger vision for serving God. I commit to keep praying for you and all that are involved in the worldview. Sometimes I feel like in our faith we are barely clinging by our teeth, and it is work like yours that helps us day by day." Unquote. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, December 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.